This is Akashvani, the news read by Saira Mujtaba. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will launch the Nasha Mukt Yuva for Viksit Bharat Sankalp Abhiyan today through video conferencing. The launch will mark the beginning of a 100-week nationwide Jan Bhagidari campaign against substance abuse. Youth across the country from over 10,000 locations will participate in the program. The initiative aims to inspire youth to stay away from substance abuse and encourage them to become ambassadors of positive social change in their communities. President Draupadi Murmu flagged off a Run PBG Soldier-a-thon at a ceremony held at the forecourt of Rashtrapati Bhavan this morning. Governor of Mizoram, General V.K. Singh, who is the patron of the initiative, was also present on the occasion. In a social media post, the president said that the Soldier-a-thon serves as a unique platform to strengthen the bond between civilians and the armed forces, guided by the vision of Run for Soldiers, Run with Soldiers. Union Minister for Health and Family Welfare Jagat Prakash Nadda has reviewed the preparedness for the National Eligibility Cum Entrance Test for Postgraduate or NEET PG 2026 to ensure the smooth, secure, transparent and technology-enabled conduct of the examination. The exam is scheduled to be held on the 30th of this month. Telangana police have rescued 6,307 children in a month-long special drive called Operation Muskan 12, aimed at ending child labour and child trafficking across the state. The operation ran from 1st to 31st of last month. Around 620 police personnel from 124 subdivision teams took part in it. Of the rescued children, 5,737 were reunited with their families, while 570 were sent to childcare centres. U.S. President Donald Trump said the U.S. has agreed to hold off a planned military attack on Iran after Tehran and several Middle Eastern countries requested a pause, claiming that the framework of a potential agreement had been reached. In a social media post, Trump today said the U.S. remained fully prepared for military action but had decided to suspend the planned strike to allow diplomacy to move forward. Union Home Minister Amit Shah paid tribute to Pingali Venkaiah on his birth anniversary today. In a social media post, the minister said that Pingali Venkaiah made an immortal contribution to designing the national flag, Tiranga, which flutters high as the symbol of India's pride and aspirations. Mr. Shah noted that his role in the independence movement and development of different streams of knowledge will always inspire Indians. In Gujarat, IMD has issued a red alert for heavy to very heavy rainfall across six districts today, including Morbi, Surendranagar, Rajkot and Ahmedabad. The rain spell has now shifted towards Saurashtra, causing widespread waterlogging in several areas. In Orissa, the flood situation has shown signs of gradual improvement, but authorities remain on high alert as swollen rivers continue to threaten low-lying areas in the Mahanadi Basin. Meanwhile, heavy rain continues to wreak severe havoc across Kerala, disrupting normal life and causing widespread damage across multiple regions. An orange alert has been declared for 12 districts today, including Thiruvananthapuram and Kollam, urging the public to exercise extreme caution as heavy downpours persist. The India Meteorological Department has issued an orange colour warning for heavy to very heavy rainfall over Karnataka, Mahe, Nagaland, Manipur, Mizoram, Tripura, Rajasthan, Sub-Himalayan West Bengal and Sikkim today. The IMD forecast heavy rainfall conditions over Delhi, Haryana, Punjab, Chandigarh, Uttarakhand, Himachal Pradesh, Jammu and Kashmir and Ladakh during the next 2 days. And on to sports now. India climbed to the fourth place in the Commonwealth Games 2026 medal standings in Glasgow, following winning 16 medals across four disciplines on a memorable day 10. This surge brought India's tally to 39 medals, comprising 13 gold, 17 silver and 9 bronze. The boxing team led the charge with 10 medals. India's athletes added 2 medals each in the men's parachute put and men's triple jump, while 1 each in judo and athletics. Meanwhile, Ahmedabad will officially receive the Commonwealth Games flag and the host baton during the closing ceremony of the 2026 Commonwealth Games in Glasgow. And that is the end of this news bulletin.